If I had to live my life without you near me.
Let the fun begin.
And hello, welcome in to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. I'm Carl Nathie. You're tuned to Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network coverage of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Basketball Sweet 16. We know who three of the semifinalists for tomorrow are. We're about to find out the fourth. In about 15 minutes from right now, tip-off between Region 2 champion Henderson County and Region 9 champion out of Northern Kentucky, Cooper. And the winner of that game will meet Sacred Heart in the second semifinal tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. The first semifinal tomorrow at 11 a.m. here in Rupp Arena. That's 10 a.m. Central. McCracken County from far western Kentucky in Paducah. They'll take on Butler of Louisville. As far as Cooper and Henderson County, Henderson got here with a 43-39 victory over Owensboro in the first round. And Cooper defeated Danville Christian in a thriller, 65-63. So they're in the quarterfinals, and we'll round out the final four and look toward championship Saturday after tonight. On the call for tonight, the voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, joined by former college basketball standout and then high school coach in Kentucky with a runner-up at Louisville Manual in the State Girls Sweet 16 years ago. Mina Todd will provide the expert analysis. Stay tuned on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Stephen Hill, head coach of Henderson County. You're down 12, and then your defense just built a fortress after they started Owensboro 10 of 20. They went 3 of their last 28, and you held them scoreless for over 12 minutes, and they missed 17 straight shots. How much of that defense led to the victory, in your opinion?
A lot. You know, some of those things were, to me, the low averages. To start the game, they made some shots that I feel like they don't normally make. And then, you know, we played good defense, but they missed a few shots there in that run, obviously, that they could have made also. So things kind of averaged out, but definitely our girls tightened it up on the defensive end. And, you know, we made an adjustment to some things we wanted to do. We came out in some zone and things like that, kind of trying to bait them into some shots. Well, they drilled them on us, so we kind of had to get back in our man-to-man. And, you know, kudos to our girls. They really picked up the defense.
Sign of a good team is when all the pressure's on the line. line, I looked at the last 7 minutes of that game. For the most part, it was a one-possession game the entire way.
Yeah. I mean, it's a one-possession game either way. There's a few shots here, there, a few plays here, there that, you know, if they made a shot or, you know, if we didn't make one, then, you know, it could have went their way, too. It was a very close basketball game, and we were just lucky enough to pull it out in the end.
We make sometimes too much of can kids bounce back quickly, but you played three players 32 minutes. You've lost one of your star players to an injury. The other team played 7 hours later, but they're deeper. So what about the fatigue factor, and does that enter the back of your mind as you coach tonight?
Well, you know, with this bunch, these same about six, we only played six or seven for most of the year, heavy minutes. So they're used to this. You know, we played a lot of back-to-backs, Friday and Saturday games. We played a lot of, you know, played 4 days in a row in our Christmas tournament. And these same kids logged heavy minutes. So I think they'll be okay.
Anna Kemp had to step in the post. Man, 11 rebounds, and she had a couple of foul shots when you needed them. I thought, Anna, and you said to me before the game, she's used to this. She can do it, and she did.
Yeah, she's not scared of the moment. She was, even earlier in the game, she had a few good drives for us, was always under control. And, you know, stepping in for Brooklyn, that's huge. And especially the 11 rebounds. She had some really good wall-ups in the paint on some of their drives and play defense without fouling. So, you know, she's a veteran. She's been there. She's one of the ones that logged heavy minutes last year. And, you know, she showed that on Thursday night.
All right, so your dad was a legend, over 800 wins. Any advice from him after last night's game?
He just said to, you know, enjoy it. He said you're playing with house money, so you know, just to enjoy everything, and you know, just, you know, he knows the girls will play hard, so, you know, we're gonna give herself a chance.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's the Henderson County coach. We'll go to the other side of things after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Justin Holthouse is the head coach of Cooper. That was a crazy game last night in the win over Danville Christian. A lot of fouls in the second quarter, and then it was different the rest of the game, and you guys advanced, but it wasn't easy.
No, it was. It was a tough game starting off the tournament. We knew Danville Christian coming in, they were going to be a tough out, tough opponent. They got it going, especially early. We got behind the ball, and then it felt like everything kind of snowballed. We got in foul trouble, and we did a good job in that second quarter with our subs coming in and giving us really good minutes and taking the lead in that at the end of the first half. And then the second half, you know, it was a little bit different. The officiating was a little bit different with the calls. We were able to play a little bit more, and it really did. It took 32 minutes to get that win last night.
So you get a double-figure lead, and you had a dry spell from 7 minutes 11 seconds in the fourth quarter to 41 seconds, but you held on. As you look back at the video of that fourth quarter, what did you tell the girls about what maybe you could do different?
We talked a lot about shot selection, getting the ball reversed, attacking the rim with confidence. I thought there was a couple possessions where we were just a little bit unconfident. And again, it's a testament to their 6'5 girl, the Mbuga, being around the rim and contesting shots and things like that. But I was proud on, you know, I told them out of the locker room last night, you know, I don't know if we win that game, especially late, just because of we just couldn't score it really well. We weren't getting a lot of opportunities at the rim, but our kids focused in. We got a turnover late in the game, and our kids were really good from the free throw line down the stretch.
You played the last game last night, and so you turn around and have less rest than your opponent, but you're deeper than Henderson County, and you're taller. They don't have anybody to match your height. So as you look at rest versus height and all that and depth, who's got the advantage tonight?
Well, yeah, it's a quick turnaround for us, but we kind of focused in today of getting plenty of rest, and we got in a gym today and got some reps and things like that. But, you know, I like the matchup that we have with Henderson County. I think we match up really well. Henderson's really good as far as their offense and defense. They're very well disciplined, well coached. So, you know, it's going to be another one of those kind of grind out games where we got to make sure that we're doing what we have to do to get a win tonight.
Okay, good luck, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Justin Oldhouse, he's the head coach of Cooper. We'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? We know three of the final four here in the 2024 Miggy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. McCracken County and Butler in Game 1. Sacred Heart has slotted in Game 2. Who will they face? Cooper at 30-4 or Henderson County at 26-7? Let's meet those two teams. Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups. First of all, for the Lady Curtles of Henderson County out of Region 2. Point guard is Annie Gish. She is a 5'4 sophomore. averaging 8.2 a ball game. Also at guard in the three-guard, two-forward lineup is Rashia Kanzler. She averages 5.4 a game. Third guard is Talia Green, and she led them with 17 points and 7 rebounds last night in their win. 11.3 her average on the year. 15.7 her average in the regional. And the two forwards are Allison Rideout, 12 average, second on team leading rebounder coming into this tournament at 5.9. And the other forward is Anna Kemp, the softball star, averaging 4.7. She's in the lineup due to the injury in the regional semifinals. Dislocated knee to Brooklyn Gibson. She's in a brace, and she's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Unfortunately for the sophomore, her next basketball game will be her junior year. And now for the Cooper Lady Jags out of region number 9 up in northern Kentucky. This is their Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineup. No change from last night. Haley Knoll had an 11-point game. She averages 7.7. She is a 6-foot freshman guard, had 4 assists and just 1 turnover in the win yesterday. Also at guard is Malia Alexander, 5'10 senior, averaging 3.3 a game. Third guard is Liz Freihoffer. She is a 6'1 senior, the region tournament MVP, 12 points and 4.7 rebounds, second above categories on the team. Forward Logan Palmer, averaging 16.1 coming into this tournament, the leader. And the third forward had a good shooting night last night, as she had 8 in the second half, 10 in the game, and that's Bella Deer. She averages 7.7 on the year. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Greg Stottlemyre with the call alongside, as always, Mina Todd, and it's time now for her Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Mina?
Well, first and foremost, I've got to say, these handshakes these days, I don't know if I could learn some of these things that these kids do. They're amazing. But the keys for Cooper Lady Jaguars are going to be take advantage of the size that they have over Hendricks County Lady Colonels. And on those boards, taking also advantage of that size, crash the boards and play solid defense without fouling. They tend to get in a little bit of a foul trouble, but they've got some depth that can help them there. The keys for Henderson County, stay out of foul trouble. Their depth is not as deep, and they need to stay out of foul trouble. Execute on the offensive end, get the looks that they like, and block out the size of the Cooper Lady Jaguars.
Well, that is our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast. We'll name them. Stripes and whistles tonight. Madison Jones, your referee. Tyrone Fields, umpire 1. Daniel Morris, umpire 2. Alternate is Darryl Wilson. I never know what to do when a young person tries to shake my hand, because I don't know what they're doing.
And I don't know, are we palms up, palms down, double fisting, dropping to the knees? I don't know.
Two old people here, courtside. I love their enthusiasm. Lady Jags for Cooper. They're in the white uniforms. They'll move away from their bench. Here at Rupp Arena in the maroon with black and silver trim are the Lady Colonels. Ball up, tap 1 by Cooper. And they will work the forecourt here. Man-to-man greets them. At the guard is Knoll. Two passes into the corner to Alexander. Pumps it up from 10, no. Rebound by Anna Kemp, who had 11 boards to lead her team last night, getting back in the starting lineup after the injury to Brooklyn Gibson in the regional semifinal. Down the right side, Green, leading scorer last night. Green looping a pass up top, Rideout. Rideout comes, two dribbles, handoff, come to meet it, is Gish. Now, top of the key, Green. Patience, Gish. Top of the keyhole, straight away. Threw it off the chest of a teammate, or actually off the hip of Rideout, but she collected. Sticky defense, and they switch man-to-man here. Now it'll bounce to Rideout, down the right side. First touch for Kanzler. Back out high, deep three. Yes, 3-0 on the Green trifecta.
Picking up right where she left off in their first ball game.
Good quick transition. Freihoffer puts on the brakes, baseline right. Got it out to their other top scorer, Palmer. Left side, Alexander. She missed. Long kicking rebound like threes usually do. Run down by double threes, Palmer. She'll back it away. They're reset. 3-0, Henderson County in the opening three by Green. Throw inside intended to get it to Deer couldn't do it. Running the other way in transition. Trailer right out's got it. Now Kemp high left. Kemp rotates around the rainbow. Handoff at the hip to a moving Gish. Gish drives. Got around the defender inside. Got hammered on the arm. Put it in. I don't think they're going to call that on Knoll. I think it was the reach on Alexander. No, they called it on Knoll, but it sure looked like Alexander got the hammer down.
That's what it looked like to me, but great strong drive by Addie Gish, finishing strong, getting a chance for the and one here.
5-0 Henderson County, the deep three, and they tried for the and one, traditionally missed it. We go 5-0 Henderson County after the Gish make and the foul shot miss, and a travel in transition. A struggling start for the Lady Jags. That time, Knoll drug the pivot foot. She only had one turnover last night.
Henderson County's come out playing great defense so far.
They did call that foul on Knoll, not on Alexander. In the weave, top of the key, Kanzler. Got it off to right out between the rings here at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Now, Green over high right. Blowing a bubble, chewing the gum, holding the ball. Gish. Gish drives around two defenders, dropped the dribble in the blue paint's got to get out of there to right out. The bounce pass near baseline, have back Gish. Pump fake. Now right out, and she picked up the pivot foot for a walk.
Yeah, Henderson County's doing a good job being patient on their offense. That was just an unforced turnover by right out. She just kind of got ahead of herself. But so far, good execution here by Henderson County.
Already two turnovers, Cooper. That's the first on Henderson County. They're 2-2 from the field. Here's Freihoffer turning right of the lane from 8. No good. They're 0-3. Defensive rebound right out. Gish comes forecourt, top of the key. Angles her way right. Dribble fakes the handoff. Goes into the corner right side to Kanzler. Kanzler directs a little traffic. Hand back to Gish. Henderson County running the offense, making the defense of Cooper work early. 5-0. Deep three for an 8-0 lead. Long and left. Missed by Green. Defensive rebound. Here come left to right. Freihoffer feeds it off to her teammate. Palmer, the other score. Missed it. They're 0-4. Rebound right out. They have blocked out. They've done everything right defensively here. Last night, Cooper shot 41.6%, 41.4% on the year for Henderson County. 41.6 on the year for Cooper. Shot 39% last night. 39.5% in opening round game is what Henderson County shots at. The shooting percentages on the year and in the first round very even here. Gish has got it as Kemp fell down and still got it to feed it out to her. 5-0 as we played over 3.5 minutes, Henderson County, and they've got the orange leather. At the top of the key, Green, right out. Comes left side, Kanzler. Kanzler fakes right, goes left. Tried to get it back to the cutting right out. Step in front, steal, Freihoffer. Got it up to Palmer. Palmer lays it up good.
That's a great defensive stance there, but that time, number 23, Kanzler, tried to force it in there where there was no open passing lane.
And the first bucket turns into a jailbreaker fast break, brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. 5-2. Henderson County with the ball up by 3. On a bounce to Gish. Looking low, directing traffic with one hand, putting a dribble on the hardwood. Over to Kanzler. Kanzler guarded now by Palmer. Comes out to right out. Drives in the lane, partially blocked by Freihoffer. And she's got it coming the other way with a good defensive play. Skip pass into the corner, deflected, got it out right wing. Fed it down low, got it right back. And then over left to Deer, back to the player who started it in Alexander, then to Freihoffer, and then she comes back and almost fouled, almost got a jump ball, and they let him play on.
Yeah, they are letting him play.
Henderson County driving right side, Green, went to the goal and got pushed.
Except that time.
So Green is fouled by Alexander. I guess good news for Alexander. We thought the first foul was on her. They coddled on Knoll on the double team. So now Alexander gets a foul. Her uncle, Sean Alexander, played at Boone County, then Alabama, All-American football player, and then into the NFL. 3:05, first quarter. Under the basket takeout for Henderson County. They'll throw it. You can throw it backcourt if you need to, but right out got it before the dividing line here on this college court where the UK men and women play this year. On the left side, Green. Up top, right out. To the right side, Gish. Just coming ahead of the key, hand off to Kemp. Kemp hands it back to Green. Now Rideout. Kanzler, three. Thuds off the front of the rim. Defensive rebound, run the transition beautifully, and a foul at the goal. What a looping pass from half court, and Palmer caught it, and she has all four.
What a beautiful pass, you said it. Oh, and, hit her on the dime.
And both of them have come off transition, misses the other way. Foul shot to tie it, 5-4 Henderson County, 236. First quarter on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 60 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy. Farmers recognize that you need to energize your game with chocolate milk. Let's toss it over to Carl Nathan.
Thanks, Greg. This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. A little bit about these high schools. Cooper High School in Union, Kentucky, in Northern Kentucky, the fourth school in the Boone County School System, opened just in 2008, named in honor of the late founding principal of Ryle High School, Randall Randy Cooper. Henderson County High School, established in 1954 per the merger of various individual schools in the area. Enrollment of 1,935, and Cooper has 1,486. Back to you.
Kanzler fouled on the outlet. That was a beautiful pass collected by Palmer. Laid it in, and then she hits the foul shot. We're tied at five. She has all five. Two for Gish, three for Green, who opened with a three-pointer. 2:25, first quarter, deadlocked at 5-5. Here's Rideout between the rings. New player in, and Zanae Thompson for the Lady Jags. Drive around her, get to the goal, left side of the goal, and the bucket there by Green. She has five, 7-5, Henderson County. New player in, spin, pretty spin, and then left it short on the spin to the lane by Zanae Thompson, the 5'11 junior. Defensive rebound for Henderson County. Now right side, Kemp. Kemp comes head to the key, gets it over to Kanzler, shoots a three, no good. Right out trying to get the rebound, got enough of touch on it, the Gish collects for an offensive board.
Nice rebound there. Offensive rebound by Henderson. Bringing it out. Setting up their offense.
So many three balls that kick long. You got to anticipate that long kick off the rim on a 20-plus. Tipped away by Fryhofer, but still Kemp runs it down after Gish almost forced into a turnover. Henderson County has been very patient tonight in the offense. What kind of offense do you call this? I mean, a lot of handoffs, a lot of motion.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a motion offense. A lot of off-the-ball screens.
Gish cross-court dangerously to Green. That could have popped the passing lane there. Green drives again and hits. She's gone left, she's gone right, and she deposits, and she draws the foul.
She's been so impressive in this tournament. She hit some huge threes in their first game that helped them pull out the win, and here just taking over on offense, attacking the basket, finishing strong.
Natalia Green, 17 last game, our player of the game. And she hits for the and one. It's been a five-run spurt by Henderson County to start. Cooper answered with five. Henderson County with the next five to lead 10-5. Stop and go dribble, tipped away and taken away from Bowl. Her pocket pick. Henderson County has been sharp early in this one. Last minute of the first quarter of play. Ball into the hands of Italia Green. She has seven of their points. Make it eight of their points. Bank shot goes right side, no. by Green, coming the other way. Dangerous bounce by Noel to Fryhofer in the lane to Palmer. Little Euro move, missed the shot. Rolls off the back of the rim. Will they hold for the last shot? And their head coach, Stephen Hale, who takes over for his dad, the legendary Jeff Hale. 37 years, 821 wins. And they'll hold for the last shot. Clock at 9. Top of the key, Green. Hand off Gish to the paint. Float, fire, miss. Got her own rebound. Back up, miss again. And a rebound pulled down by Palmer, and we're at the end of the first quarter. Henderson County 10, Cooper 5 on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible homebuyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified homebuyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcome home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
At EDU.
Listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. 10-5 after the first 8 minutes. Henderson County, 4 of 11, 1 of 4 from 3, 1 of 2 from the foul line, plus 1 in rebounding. 2 turnovers, 3 turnovers. Cooper, 2 of 9 from the field, missed both threes, 1 of 1 from the foul line. They've got Gish in a double team, and it's tipped away and stolen by Thompson, who came in. And then from behind, a good hustling play by Shia Kanzler, and she made the steal. So back-to-back turnovers by both teams to open up the first half minute of quarter number 2. Here's Kanzler on the far side right, directing traffic with the left hand, dribbling with the right, over to Gish. Now puts one on the deck to Kemp, softball star at Henderson County, forced into a starting role here with the injury. Brooklyn Gibson in the regional. Near steal Fryhofer, but Gish got it back. Goes corner Kanzler, another shot, another miss. Out of the corner on the baseline, she's 0 for 3. Quickly to forecourt comes Knoll. And over left side, this is Zanae Thompson. Thompson will back it away, get it off to Fryhofer. From an athletic family, her mom, Tammy, played at Northern Kentucky. Basketball straight away, good look at a three, will not go for Alexander. Offensive rebound, got it low to Palmer, banked it in. Nice rebound by Thompson and the dime.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot off the glass that time.
That's 7 for Palmer. And it is a 10-7 lead for Henderson County. 6.5 to go in the first half. Here is Gish to the other guard, Green. Green's had the hot hand, a little pick and roll to right out into a double team, turns through it and walked to the basketball, making the pivot move. That's 2 walks on her.
Yep, just a little, one extra step there too many. Right out, had the right idea, but traveled with the ball.
4 turnovers on each team now. Points off turnovers, tied at 2. Let's see if Fryhofer and her team can connect here. Corner Palmer, 3 ball, no. Oh, look at Fryhofer go after it, but right out had a better position and ripped the rebound down. 2 solid teams here battling. We've played 10 minutes. 10-7 Henderson County, they've got the basketball. Kemp. Now back to Gish, touched it a lot. Over right side, Kanzler. Kanzler had it tipped away and stole it away. and then back to get the ball and a foul.
You love to see the hustle, though. Four players, two from each team on the floor for the loose ball.
Kanzler's second turnover, but a tough night early for her. She put up three threes and missed them all. They're 4 of 12 from the field. Henderson County 1 of 5 from 3, shooting even a little bit lower for Cooper. 3 of 12 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. Both of these teams had long dry spells in their games. 6 minutes 30 seconds when they had a double-figure lead for Cooper late, but hung on to beat Danville Christian last night. Fryhofer, free throw line extended left, whirls a dribble to the lane, rises from 14, leaves it short. Another defensive rebound for Henderson County. Rideout has had 4 rebounds, and Kemp has had 3, 2 to Gish. Gish, ball in her hands to Kemp. Pump fakes, throws it to a cutting player. Wow. Oh, what a pretty kiss off the window. Left of the lane by Atalia Green. She is great on the drive and bank.
Oh, that was great. And using her left hand.
That was a right way auto glass off the glass shot. Right way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. That indeed was a premier play by Green, who has been big time tonight with 9. Boy, she's been good. Make it 10 points. She had a foul shot as well.
Wow.
And now another foul shot. She has 11.
She has been impressive.
Biggest lead of the night at 6 now. They've never been behind. Tied once at 5. Henderson County plays defense as we near the 5-minute mark of the opening half of play. Here's Anae Thompson coming up to the top. She had 4 steals last night, and then she cuts after getting out on the wing. And a new player in, Addison Brissy, found her on the give and cut and give back. Basket by Thompson.
Yeah, that was a great basket cut. Good find by her teammate.
13-9, like a design play. Gish driving. Driving in onto the baseline against Noel. Tipped away, stolen. Fryhofer motoring her way, changing hand dribble down the right side. Thompson to the goal, layup and missed it. Too hard off the glass. Tried to get contact, didn't get it.
Looked like parting of the Red Seas right there. She had that wide open layup, like both defenders stepped out to 3-point land.
Here comes Green motoring her way through the lane and got in trouble and traveled with it. She taps her chest. My fault. Coach says to settle down. She knew it. You see, She's a sophomore, but she feels like a leader on the court already.
Yeah, I agree with you, because to watch her play, she's so heady, she's so basketball savvy, you wouldn't think that she was a sophomore, only a sophomore.
They lost Jaree Thomas, now at Lindsey Wilson, from last year's team when they were here in the tournament, so they have experience. Third in a row for Cooper, sixth in a row for Henderson County. These are perennial teams in the Sweet 16 field. Everybody chasing Sacred Heart. Straight away from 16 on the left side of the foul line. Missed by Thompson. And they call a travel on Gish, trying to come out of there with a rebound. And an argument in the ear of the official who did not make the call by Justin Holdhouse, planting a seed. He wanted a foul, didn't get it.
Yeah, Coach Held wasn't happy with that.
Yeah,
push.
Coach Held, not Coach Holdhouse the other way. By the way, Coach Holdhouse sitting on 101 wins as he coaches against Stephen Hale, taking over for his father, who had 821 wins. Over 500 at Davis County was Stephen Hale. And they throw it, trying to go into the post left side, stolen by Fryhofer. She's had several, weaving her way to the bucket, stripped away from her. Both teams struggling to get shots made, and then a little shove off by Rideout. And that'll upset the coach, because she went right into the body with the elbow, and the easiest call an official could make right there on Rideout.
Yeah, she got frustrated because the defense was so tight on her and just pushed off, fouled her.
Her first foul, team's third. Rideout with the foul. 3:18, first half. Henderson County down 4. Crossover dribble lane. Nothing there. Left side, Brissy. In and out. Offensive rebound. Perfect position. Easy putback for Bella Deer on the spot.
Yeah, great position by Bella Deer, using her size and great block out and putback.
Taking the 6-point deficit down to 2. Here's Rideout. Comes back top, Gish. Gish will back it away. Man-to-man defense on her, Knoll. Now Kemp, couple of dribbles to Rideout between the center and foul circle. Picks up the dribble, Gish. 2:40 first half. Tight all the way. Gish fakes right. One dribble. Now handoff to a new player that's come in Jan, in Locker. Right out. Oh, she saw the player cutting. Thought that Green was going to stay where she was. Didn't read the cut. Green had left the spot, and right out throws it away. Timeout at Rupp Arena, 2:25 to go. Cooper the ball down 13-11 to Henderson County here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Take a trip to Moorhead. The drive from Henderson County to Moorhead is 269 miles. The journey from Cooper High School in Union covers 133 miles. Tonight we're at Rupp Arena here in Lexington. Let's go to Carl Nathy.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. In the huddle, Cooper High School head coach Justin Holdhouse loving the defense that his team's been playing in the last couple of minutes, forcing some turnovers. Meantime, Henderson County head coach Stephen Hale not upset at all with his team as far as the relatively low score in the ball game thus far, because he feels like if we have patience, move the ball on offense, reverse it in half court, then we can open up drive to the basket. Craig?
They forced 10 turnovers, but only a 4-2 advantage off. Here is Freihoffer, 3. Count it. And for the first time tonight, on a 7-0 run, Freihoffer gives them a lead.
And what a great job coming out of a timeout, knocking down a big shot.
7-0 run, 14-13 lead. And never been ahead, down as many as 6. Harris, handoff, Gish comes to meet it at the point. Tightly covered there by Thompson. Holding the ball, Locker. Now back to Gish. 1:47 first half of play. Tight all the way. Right out. Guarded by Knoll. Picks up the dribble, bounces it to Locker, the niece of the Owensboro coach, who they beat in the first round. Gish looks back at the bench, and when she did, heads up play, Freihoffer to bat it away, get it up to Brissy for the layup. You just can't relax like that.
No, I tell you what, Cooper is all over them on defense. They're just smothering, playing smothering defense, quick hands. Came up with the steal there and finish.
9 in a row, 16-13, 3-point lead. Harris trying to do something about it, find Kemp at the foul line. Good. She throws strikes on the softball diamond. She threw one in the hoop there.
She's playing well. Been thrown into a big role here in a starting lineup.
She knows about pressure. State runner-up for the softball team. Such a good pitcher. Going to go to Missouri in a couple of years. Good low post move, but the shot is off the right of the rim by Bella Deer. Deer had a good night from 3 last night, 2-4. Chance to retake the lead for the Lady Curtles. And a foul near the timeline on the reach by Addison Brissy.
Just a little too tight that time.
2 points Brissy, 2 by Deer, 2 by Thompson, 3 by Freihoffer on that 3 that gave him the lead. And Palmer, 7 so far tonight.
You want to be able to move your feet on defense without fouling, keeping your hands active, but not reaching.
Green has 11 of the 15 for Henderson County. Bad pass, Freihoffer. And the Eastern Kentucky commit, who has signed with EKU, up the score. She has 5.
Freihoffer read that the entire way. Jumped in the passing lane. Great outside hand defense.
11 seconds to go. Harris knows it. Throws it to Kemp. Dropped the ball, got it back, 5 to shoot. Kemp knows, 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Nope. Knew it for a second, but didn't get it to Harris in time. And so the time expires in the first half. And Cooper down most of the way, 18-15 lead. And their head coach will head towards Carl Nathan, and we'll get his breakout of the first 16 minutes of play.
The head coach of the Cooper Lady Jaguars is Justin Holthouse, and that second quarter went a lot better than the early part of the ballgame.
Second quarter, yeah. Our bench, again, comes out. Addison Brissy played really well coming off the bench, set the tone on the defensive end. We got a little bit more looks at the rim, created some turnovers and some easy transition baskets.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
All right, Justin Holthouse for Cooper. We come back in just a bit. We'll have halftime activities, halftime score. Cooper 18, Henderson County 15. This is the Cooper and Cooper. Excuse me. Cooper. This is the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA metal.com.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. With the score, Cooper 18, Henderson County 15. We'll take a timeout for station identification. This is the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half is Rideout. And she has 8 rebounds. Allison Rideout of Henderson County, far and away the best rebounder thus far. And did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day, add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That message from the Kentucky Beef Council. We are pleased to be joined here at the final quarterfinal game of the Girls Sweet 16, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, by Josh Moore, who did a great job covering sports for the Lexington Herald-Leader full-time for a number of years, has now moved into a role where he is a content manager, UK healthcare brand strategy and marketing, and still a contributing sports writer for the Herald-Leader. That's why he's here at the Sweet 16. Josh, first of all, good to see you, and how's things going?
It's always so great to join you with the UK healthcare show here at the Sweet 16. It's great to It's been great. I have a new dad too, Carl, so it's been a lot going on in my world. Obviously, you know how that is. Couldn't be happier to be here.
Congratulations. What about the first half of this ball game? A little bit more defensive struggle.
It's been a lot of defense today here on Friday. One thing I wanted to bring up, this Henderson County team, it's always like this with them. They're here every year. I was looking, 20 years, this is their 20th, the last 20 years out of the second region, they've been here 18 times representing that region. I think that's an impressive feat by one school to do something like that. And they're sort of bringing what they do to the table, a lot of defense and mucking it up. And, a team like Cooper has a lot of talent. A few girls going D1 are looking that way. And Henderson County's keeping it really close with them.
And as Greg Stuttlemyer's pointed out on the broadcast, Stephen Hale has succeeded his father, Jeff Hale, who was there for 37 years and won more than 800 ball games, and who will be a Hall of Famer if he's not already. And Stephen is coming in there and keeping it going.
Yeah, keep just, because it runs in the family.
Hey, how about in terms of the overall girls' Sweet 16, since it's moved here to Lexington several years ago? This is more or less the permanent site. It had been at some great sites. I know I enjoyed it when it was in Bowling Green and in Northern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And Commissioner Tackett had told me earlier, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, that there just was that feeling that the girls wanted to play where the Wildcats got to play, just like the boys get to play here. That was one of the big reasons behind it.
Yeah, 100%. Lexington's sort of the central kind of focal point of the state for a lot of people, and it's certainly great, kind of having both tournaments in one place. I think from the KHAA's angle, it makes it a little bit easier to manage everything, because you're running both tournaments, you back-to-back weeks. They flip every year, but which one comes first? But I think that makes it easier on their end, which is, people kind of maybe don't like, that kind of perspective a little bit. But I think, it's only getting harder to run events every year. You know how it is, Carl. It's not easy to put on a tournament like this that is very special, regardless of whether it's played. They could play it down the road at one of these high schools, and it would still be, it's one of a kind what we do here in Kentucky with the girls and the boys Sweet 16.
Josh Moore, formerly full-time with the Lexington Herald Leader, now works with UK Healthcare, but also still contributes as a sports writer for the Herald Leader. He's our guest at halftime. The score, Cooper 18, Henderson County 15. We will continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Time at the 2024 Minky Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. We've got about a minute and 20 seconds left with our special guest, Josh Moore, formerly of the Lexington Herald Leader, still with them as a contributing sports writer, and that's why he's here alongside tonight. We know the two semifinalists, McCracken County and Butler, are playing at 11 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Sacred Heart will play in the 1:30 game against the winner of this one. What's your early read on McCracken County Butler?
I really like that Butler team. Just as from a, you know, just if you're talking about defense with this game, that they just really can grind it out. I thought whoever came out of that game, if it had been Franklin County too, would have been the same case. I would have liked whoever came out of that one to go to the finals.
Do you give any shot to either of these teams, Cooper or Henderson County, against Sacred Heart tomorrow?
Sacred Heart is so tough. I mean, come here and to do what they've done the last couple years, and you know, you bring back a lot of those girls from those teams to this tournament this year. I think it's theirs to lose.
All right, we'll see what happens tomorrow, and we'll look forward, Josh Moore, to seeing you next week. I know you'll be here for at least some of the boys Sweet 16 right here March 20th through the 23rd.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's such a fun time these 2 weeks, and I think next week's tournament's as wide open as it's ever been when you look at it on paper, at least.
All right, Josh Moore, good to see you. And he is a contributing sports writer for the Lexington Herald Leader and also content manager for UK Healthcare Brand Strategy. Our halftime score, 18-15, Cooper over Henderson County. We'll continue with more coming up in just a moment. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network and the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
We're moments away from the start of the second half. I'm alongside Henderson County Lady Colonels head coach Stephen Hale. Stephen, you're down by 3 at the half. A pretty good defense played by both teams in the first half.
Yeah, they're a great defensive team, and so are we. And it's kind of the game's kind of shaking out the way that we were hoping it would. We turned it over. Turned it over a few too many times. Can't have 12 turnovers in a half and expect to beat this team. So we're going to have to do a better job on our turnovers in the second half and quit letting them dictate our offense with their defense. They're starting to push us out to half court with everything we do. And, you know, we're not going to be successful with that. So hopefully we make some back cuts this half and be stronger with the basketball.
Good luck over these next 16 minutes.
Thank you.
Stephen Hale, head coach of Henderson County. His team trails by 3. Cooper 18, Henderson County 15. This to determine the final fourth member of the Final Four for tomorrow. And more on that coming up with Greg and Mina. Let's go back to them courtside for the second half.
Well, he talked about the turnovers. Points off turnovers, 11-2 advantage. Cooper, they made 12 turnovers, forced only 4. Big lead, Cooper right now at 3. They've had it twice. Big lead, 5 at 5-0, 10-5. for Henderson County. They've had two 5-0 runs, 7-0 run, the best for Cooper, and that's why they lead now. Before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Maida, do you think cutting turnovers are the biggest thing down for Henderson County? Is there something else you think they've got to do as well?
Well, Coach Hale spoke to that just now when he was talking with Carl, is get into their offense without being pushed out of their area of where they like to work. They are a good offensive executing team, and they've got some great sets. So they got to do a better job, be stronger with the ball, look for some backdoor cuts, and just take care of the ball. Cooper's been doing a great job hawking the ball tonight.
Now, Green's going to be their focus. She's 4-6 from the field. The rest of the team is 2-9. So she's the go-to person. Cooper gets the ball as they'll work in front of their bench and their head coach. Cooper up by 3. They play from behind most of the way. Here's Fryhofer. Good game for her. Goes baseline to Alexander. Back to Fryhofer. Fryhofer stops high block right. Got it down on the corner to Deer. Deer's had a quiet night. Has scored 2. Almost a pivot foot pickup. Got it over to Fryhofer. Baseline. Oh, thread the needle. Bounce pass. Beautiful. And banked to the left hand by Alexander for the first 2.
Yeah, that was a great job. Great execution. Henderson County just didn't rotate on that weak side.
Now both teams with a 5-point lead in this game. And now the Jags lead. The Lady Jags come to meet it. Hand off Harris. Over to Kemp. Pump fake. Kemp back up top to right out. Right side, Kanzler. Kanzler, left-handed dribble, bounce to Kemp. Harris explodes to the baseline, left of the goal, too hard, off the window. Rebound pulled down by Palmer. Palmer goes up to Alexander, back up top to Knoll. Tipped away, but it reels back to Alexander, again deflected away. Good heads-up play by Fryhofer to see that it was touched by a defender. It'll be out of bounds right in front of their coach for Henderson County, as Justin Holdhouse, the NKU grad, former assistant to Tim Sullivan for 11 years on the boys' side, where they were runner-up in the Sweet 16 here at Rupp. Pump fake drive left of the goal and then threw it away. Sped up a little bit too much, upset with herself. Alexander off target with a pass out on the left side.
Two mistakes there by Alexander. That first pass that they fortunately got back, she just was telegraphing the pass the entire way.
20-15 in favor of Cooper. They were down in this game, 13-7. Drive Harris, tough runner, missed it. Circles out, rebound Fryhofer. She's done a great job of the boards tonight, her fourth to lead her team. Top rebounder with 8 right out. Deep 3 will not fall. Just angled to the right by Deer. Offensive rebound. Feed it inside to Palmer. Tipped away, but she'll run it back down outside the lane. Go back to the lane. Left side Deer. Pump fake drive. Goes outside right and into the corner to blocked out by the player. There it is. And the miss by Knoll. So neither team hot early. Cooper 1-3. 0-2 for Henderson County. And it is a 2-point advantage to start the first 2 minutes plus here of the third quarter. Kanzler bounce Kemp. Kemp comes over right side. Up to the top, Gish. Throw it inside Kemp, getting knocked down, airballed it. Lost her footing. Fryhofer, fifth rebound. Good pass. She's had 2 beautiful assists. That one in transition to Belladere. And that's a jailbreak fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal.
You know, Greg, Henderson, they look tired to me, even though they're the fresher, more rested team. Kemp just seems tired.
And basket the other way. Kemp hustling in there for first 2 right side. She went sliding after she made the shot. 22-17. After that big run to get up the big lead. Number 15 wearing the white uniform for 14 feet. Left side of the lane, no good, Alexander. Here comes Harris speeding down to the elbow left. To the cutting Gish. Got around the defender, put it in. Nice move up and under Deer.
That was beautiful. Used her left hand, gave it a little top spin. Let it roll over the rim and in.
After 7-point lead, it's quickly down to 3. Fryhofer tried to get the answer from 3, no. And it is touched off the hands of a Lady Jag and will go to Henderson County. Yeah, Henderson County looks really tired. You know, Kemp, the pitcher, committed to Missouri, rated by one rating number the 62nd best softball player in a class of 25 in the country. Runner-up in the state tournament last year, 23-6 record, 246 strikeouts and 168 innings. Playing because of the injury to Brooklyn Gibson, normally a backup big. Kemp gets knocked down, hand off to Harris. No harm, no foul. Now Gish. Gish works her way right, outside the lane to the baseline, pumps one up and draws the foul. Hands were up, but the body was into the driving Gish, and the foul put on Knoll for second.
Gish just made her mind. She was going to the basket, and she just lowered, got herself low to the floor, drove strongly, drew the foul.
So Gish to the line, 76% shooter. She has four tonight, had six in the opening round win over Owensboro. Foul shot good. Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. One more for Gish. After they fell down seven, Gish misses. They've scored the last five. She has five. 22-20, Cooper in transition. Bucket for Knoll. Boy, they are good in transition, whether it's off a rebound or a make on the other side.
You're absolutely right. That was a quick 1-2 and a layup.
Gish to Harris, fakes right, goes left, crossed over dribble, 14-footer, count it. That's high-quality basketball right there.
Natalia Green, I just can't say enough about her play in this Sweet 16.
13 today, 17 last, obviously headed for the all-tournament team the way she's put back-to-back performances on. Now Cooper working it around the perimeter. Top of the key, Deer. Deer goes right side, Thompson. Zanae Thompson to the lane on a stop. And a bounce back to Brissy, a backup guard. 5'9 guard, a sophomore. They've got a big, tall team, does Cooper. Brissy, though, 5'9. Top of the key, Deer lost it, got it back. Off to Fryhofer. Fryhofer, one dribble, goes right side to Thompson. Thompson drives. And Kemp tried to cut the inline and fouled.
And that's where I think, you know, fresher, a little bit less tired, and she would have gotten that foot on the baseline and been able to cut that drive off. Just
Brooklyn,
a little late getting there.
Yeah, in the regional semifinal, partial knockout of the knee of Brooklyn Gibson. No ACL, but out 6 to 8 weeks. Body contact drive, absorb the contact, bank it and score it. Zanae Thompson, she has four, and 26-22 Cooper. Beginning to kind of take a little bit of control, but it's a tight, tight game. Pass out on the wing, deflected away. High hands and leaping by Kanzler. So when we return, it'll be an inbounds for Henderson. Down by four, 2:43 in the third. Right here along on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Crunch the numbers, 26-22 Cooper, 2:43 in the third in a game that's just had one tie, one lead switch. Big lead seven. It was Cooper at 22-15 after they were down by six, 13-7 in this game. So they went on a big run. They went on a 15 to two run. Baseline Gish leans over, banks, misses. A little off on the angle. Fryhofer, the rebound. Her fifth. Knoll has four. Knoll had a good rebounding game the other night. Foul line pass collected by Thompson. Fan at right corner, Knoll. Yes.
That was pretty. Drove in the lane, kicked out for the wide open three from Knoll.
29-22, Cooper. They look a little fresher. They are a little deeper than Henderson County. Right out, who has not scored tonight after having eight the other night. To Gish, picks up the dribble, right out. High left, outside the rainbow or the arc. Now to Harris. Harris looking left, driving, flying it in, kissing the window and scoring. Boy, she's so good on the drive.
Henderson County, you know, she is really carrying them in this game.
Green has 15 of their 24. 29-24, Cooper. Beautiful pass inside. Go halfway into the lane, and then Thompson found a cutting deer. Man, the assists have been so good. How many assists do they have? 11 of their 14 field goals assisted. That makes a coach smile. They're 25.
That was beautiful.
In the third quarter. I mean, their passing has been spot on here in the third
quarter.
They're
crisp. Yep, absolutely.
31-24, they lead.
I keep trying to, like, take over your job, and I don't want your job. I like my job.
You don't want me coaching or analyzing over there. I only have one analysis. If you put the ball in the peach basket, you win.
Okay, I like it.
That is probably the most overriding stat. Hit shots. Here's Harris. Look at the dribbling to the sophomore. You can see where her future's headed, can't you? Kanzler, your side right. Tight guarding by Fryhofer. Low, way the way Fryhofer's played all the way tonight. I mean, her aggressive defense and a timeout called by Stephen Hale as he saw the defense just locking down on Henderson.
Yeah, but Cooper is playing some fantastic defense.
Let's go to Carl Dainty. He's roping the sidelines. Where are you, Carl?
Well, I'm not too far from you, Greg, but what we have is a big heart. We have a big heart for the BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And I'm going to give it to the various media professionals from all corners of the Commonwealth that come into Rupp Arena to shoot great photographs, record terrific video, write wonderful stories on the games for print and online publications, show highlights on TV stations, and broadcast the 2024 Minky Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 on radio stations. We'd love to have you join us here in person at Rupp Arena to experience this great event. Yet if you can't make it, the media is here to bring all the action right to you. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. Greg?
Both teams just one turnover in this quarter, but a 13-2 points off those miscues advantage for Cooper, and the scoreboard rewards him with a 7-point lead. Harris trying to cut it to four, way off to the right, thuds off, and it falls to Zinae Thompson for the defensive rebound for the Lady Jags. She comes to forecourt, back to Fryhofer. Fryhofer's her mom played at Northern Kentucky, her mom Tammy. Crossover dribble to the right, Knoll down the lane to the goal. They have just diced, sliced. It has been an offensive clinic here by the Lady Jags, and they have their biggest lead of the day at 9.
Knoll, just impressive ball handler. Great take to the basket.
And the defense, so good. This time Kemp works in, gets it back to Gish, three ball. Yes, boy, did they need that.
The defense all collapsed and left her wide open, and Gish drained it.
Is that the one that gets him back in the game? Back within six after a game-high deficit of 9. Fryhofer fakes a college-level three, drives in right ahead of the shot clock and the buzzer at the end of the third quarter and just missed it. Finally, to make the final four, who gets there right now? It's a 6-point lead for Cooper over Henderson County here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 60 Network.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible homebuyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified homebuyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcomehome. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Last night, in a tight win for Cooper over Danville Christian, they had a plus 13 points off turnover advantage. Tonight, they're plus 11, 13-2. The other places, 8-0 in fast break points, 26-14 points in the paint, and they have assisted on all but four of their 15 shots. That's loving your sister out in the court.
Oh, absolutely. And sharing that basketball.
Gish makes a dangerous pass, but Harris reels it in with a really nifty dribble there. Now she got around the defender, comes in, floats, fires, Banks misses. Rebound battled for, and it goes down to Gish after almost saved by Thompson. And then we've got a foul as Gish is knocked down. Both teams hustling their hearts out.
Playing super hard.
As we muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk, to learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit the dailyalliance.com. Half minute into the fourth quarter. And a 6-point lead for Cooper. Henderson, Kelly's right out. Dropped the ball, got it back, and then a jump ball. Got in and tied her up.
Good turnover. Hands, good tie up there without fouling. Cooper just swarming.
Just one turnover. Both teams in the third quarter, but that's their 14th of the night. They still stay man-to-man. Here's Brissy back in for Cooper. Over to Fryhofer. Fryhofer left side, Thompson. Zane Thompson into the corner to Brissy. Brissy drives, floats, fires. Didn't even need the backboard. She has four.
You know, she comes off the bench and really adds a spark for Cooper.
8-point lead. Biggest has been their nine. When they were down 13-7, they were on a 26-11 run to build the 9-point lead. Right out. Still without a point tonight after scoring 8 the other night. Hand off, turning the quarter, Kanzler. Top half foul circle. Comes up to the high right to Gish. Gish, the point guard, spins away from the defender. Fell down. Wow. Threw it through the legs of a defender. Got it out to Kemp. Kemp missed the shot. Rebound by Fryhofer. She's had a huge game. 5 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, just 1 turnover. She's been the glue factor and one of the 2 senior leaders. 2 girls going to mid-major Division I programs next year. Fryhofer heading to EKU. Palmer heading to Evansville. Got a preferred walk-on to Alexander at Liberty as well. So this is a pretty loaded team. Left elbow, fouled, shot no good. Knoll will go to the line for 2 tosses. This offense has been well-oiled here, and Henderson County's dug defensively, but, man, they just have run their offense to near perfection.
They are a well-oiled offensive machine, and then their defense is complementing their offense. They're causing some turnovers. They're scoring off those turnovers. But the way they execute so crisply and they cut so hard, just fantastic job.
Only the 5th foul of the game. It's on Green. And both foul shots go for Knoll. She has 6 all this half. She had 11 the other night for the 6-foot freshman. And it's the biggest lead of the night at 10, 37-27. They were down 13-7 in this game. Here's Giss, fake right, go left. Over to Kemp, she pump fakes. Pump fakes again, 1 on the deck. Deep into the corner to Harris. Harris stop and go dribble, backs it away. Harris has had a big shooting night, or I should say Green. Driving a lava low to right out. Tipped away again. It's Fryhoff with a steal. Here she comes. Thread the needle pass. Fryhoff got it back. She dropped it. And Kemp got the ball. And they're going to call a jump ball. It'll go out of bounds to Henderson County. That's about as discombobulated as a possession has been for the Lady Jags. They've been so good tonight. Green trying to bring them back. But they are spotting her everywhere she goes. She has 12 of their 26 shot attempts. She's hit 6 of their 11. Full timeout. And we'll tell you this. The Daher's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes Brandon Stockton of Glasgow. He was a 2-time All-Stater in 2002 Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Stockton averaged 26 points per game as his senior before moving on to play point guard for the Kentucky Wildcats. Roberts Insurance salutes Glasgow's Brandon Stockton, a 2024 inductee into the Daher's KHSAA Hall of Fame. Quite an honor to be in that Hall of Fame. Let's go to Carl Nathy for a sideline report.
Brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Greg, and mine, I want to tell you, both of these head coaches, Justin Holthouse of the Cooper Lady Jaguars and Stephen Hale of Henderson County, are impressive in their timeout huddles. I would call it laser focus. They're very composed. They deliver their message to their players in a direct but not overly emotional way. And they seem to have the ability to keep their teams from getting overly worked up themselves. You want to have people that are working hard, giving 100% or 110%, as they say. But yet, you've got to listen to the coach and see what the game plan is and adjust as you go along, and you don't want to be playing out of control. Very impressive, both of these head coaches. Back to you.
Well, Carl, to add to it, you have to have a mentor as you go up and you grow up to be a coach. And Justin Holthouse, 11 years an assistant under Tim Sullivan on the boys' team. Sullivan said of Holthouse, he's hardworking, he's passionate, and he has high character. On the other side, Stephen Hale is the son of the legend, Jeff Hale, number 2 all-time in wins, 37 years, 821 wins. Just 65 behind the all-time women's coach, girls coach Randy Napier with wins. Of course, Billy Hicks, the late Billy Hicks, who passed away in September. Over 1,000 wins on the boys' side. Tried to feed it inside Gist, and it went away on a tap-away, but saved by Kanzler. They need a bucket of the big way here. Down by a game-high 10. Kanzler to the baseline right. Picks up the dribble to Kemp. Tight defense, just having a hard time finding shots, aren't they? Here's Harris making a Green making the drive and scoring. 17 for Green. She has 17 of their 29. She's been their offense tonight.
Yeah, that was a super strong drive. Tough drive, too. Had to score over the top of a bigger, taller player.
A 30-14 run. Switch this game to a negative 6 to a plus 10. Another beautiful pass. High post, low post. Catch, turn, dribble, score. Thompson.
Yeah, that was great. She just kind of slipped that screen and her teammate found her.
Cooper is the one team in Kentucky that's played inside double digits in a game against Sacred Heart this year. They'd love to face them later in this tournament. It's a bank left side, right out. Gets in the scorebook for the first time. She won't be shut out tonight. 39-31. 4 minutes to go. 1/8 of this regulation, 32-minute tilt. And a timeout called by the bench of Cooper. The Lady Jags. We'll take a break here. 3:57 to go in the game. Can Cooper get to the finish line? We'll find out when we return on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Rowan County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
All right, we are heading into the stretch run, 3:57 to go in the fourth quarter in the final quarterfinal game here of the 2024 Mickey Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. The winner of this one, and right now it's Cooper by 8, will play Sacred Heart 29-7, and they have not lost to a Kentucky team this year. Cooper played them twice in the LIT, lost by 5 on January 27th, and lost at Sacred Heart by 12 on December 8th. But they're not there yet. Henderson County will have something to say about that. Full court pressure, Fryhofer at half court from Palmer, but she was over and back, they said. 1 foot was on one side, and the official explains why he made the call.
Coach Holthouse not happy with that call. Felt like it was didn't have all points across half court.
Right out, drives in, bank scores. That could be a crucial part in this game. And that was a right way auto glass off the glass shot. Right way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Game tightens. This happened to Cooper last night. Remember, they had a double figure lead and went scoreless for a long, long stretch of the last quarter. Didn't score for 6 minutes, 30 seconds. There's no Dubois inside, though, to defend the goal as much. She was such a presence in there. They've been able to cut in and find shots at the goal. 13 of their 17 makes assists hit. How about 14 of 18? Fryhofer again with a pretty pass on the cut to Knoll. She has 8.
Knoll, good strong cut. Back door. Good find by her teammate, Fryhofer.
Now 8-point lead underneath 3 minutes. Corner left, Kanzler. Kanzler guarded tightly, picks up the dribble, needs help. Right out comes to meet it. Defense has been sticky. They have been good on both ends of the court of the Lady Jags. What do the Lady Colonels have? They've got 240 to make up 8. Here's Kemp. Kemp, ball above head, pump faking. 2-3-4 on the deck, still turning. Left of the foul circle. Great backdoor pass to Gist, but she falls down and loses it. 16th turnover. And we've got a collision in backcourt as Green came up to defend the Jaguar, and she'll get the foul. As the Lady Jag was fouled, it was Thompson who got that. We have a timeout, 2:23 to go. Cooper the ball, leading by 8 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
So mine at 41-33, Cooper. They had that big 30-14 run to switch the lead. And they've done a great job, as we've talked about over and over. It bears repeating, 14 of the 18 made field goals assisted. Tremendous. What can Henderson County do with time running out to change things?
Well, they got to keep their defensive pressure on. do that without fouling, get in some passing lanes, try to create some turnovers, and continue to look for Rideout. She can score. She's got some size that she can score with these other girls, and keep looking for those backdoor cuts.
Side out, back court, into Fryhofer from Palmer. Palmer with 7 and Fryhofer with 5, but they've done it other ways, but there's a turnover. Just what you were talking about. Green muscling through traffic, still dribbling. Feeds it out right side, Kanzler. Don't have to rush a 3, but you're going to need buckets pretty quick at 2:05. Gish. Green wants it, got it. Orange leather on the hands. Step back 3, looks good from here, but it hit the rim and comes off. Rebound pulled away in a battle for it by Brissy, and then Brissy had it tipped out. Boy, Kemp has played so hard. You got to give a shout out to Anna Kemp playing for the injured Brooklyn Gibson here.
Yeah, she's played every minute of this game.
And again, they had 3 players. Did Henderson County, who played the last game, Kemp, Rideout, and Green. They beat the pressure again. 3 passes, and Brissy there all by her lonesome.
There's that ball reversal that Cooper talks about, getting in and reversing the ball, hitting middle, throwing opposite.
Less than 100 ticks on the clock, and they lead by 10, and another nice move by Green down the right and banked and scored. Italia Green, as they get the timeout to stop the clock with 1:30 to go. And 19 for her. She had 17 the other night. She has been tremendous. 19 of the team's 35. Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. So here's what's going to happen tomorrow. 11 o'clock game, semifinal 1, McCracken County, 31-5. State runner-up last year against Butler, a 5-time champion of the past, 28-8. In game 2, Sacred Heart, 29-7, 3-time state champion. They've done it twice already, including this time currently. Could be, if they win 2 more, the first ever 4-time in a row state champion. Who will they get? Right now, it looks like Cooper, but we have 90 seconds to go to figure it out here. 43-35, Cooper leading. And it's Fryhofer, who's handled the ball so well tonight. Brings it up, forecourt, through her teammate Palmer and gets it back. Fryhofer, whose late uncle was John Schlarman, the great offensive line coach at UK. And they are making a chase, and they shoot the 3 out of the corner by Brissy, a missing, get a long kicking rebound.
Fortunate there.
Yeah, no reason to shoot there. Now under a minute. Pitch and catch the ball, and come chases. And they foul Palmer. Good sportsmanship by Rideout as Palmer goes sprawling to the court to try to help her up, but her teammate there first.
I love to see that. Sportsmanship. All the way across the board.
Two good teams, 2 good programs. Cooper, less than a minute, 55 seconds from getting their 3rd shot at Sacred Heart. Everybody's taken their shots, and nobody's been able to get the Valkyries in the state of Kentucky in a long time.
In a long, long time. You know, Donna does a great job getting her team ready. She takes them out, plays some of the best teams in the country. Takes some knocks, takes some L's. But for this moment right here, to be able to be competitive and have a chance at a 4-peat.
Foul on Rideout, her 2nd. This has been a well-officiated ball game. It's been physical, but the 2 teams have played to the whistle correctly. It's been called well. It's been a clean game, hasn't it? It's been a fun game, a really hard-fought game.
Yeah, both teams just really battling hard and going after it, and the refs doing a good job keeping control while also letting them, you know, showcase their talents and play hard.
Sinead Thompson hits the foul shot. Got them both. Cooper's done not much wrong tonight. 19-41 from the field. They have gone only 2-10 from 3, but they have made only 8 turnovers, 4-16. 1 points off turnover, 16-5. 1 bench points tonight, 14-0. Points in the paint, 34-20. And a foul down low inside as Speedy down the court green with her team down now by 10 for the third time, trying to find a miracle here. She'll go to line for two tosses.
And I can't say it enough. I mean, this young lady, Italia Green, has just been phenomenal for Henderson County Lady Colonels.
Sophomore, 20 points for her as the Region 2 team, six tournaments in a row. She got a good chance of coming back again. Gibson, who got injured, will be a junior next year. Kanzler will be a senior. Rideout will be back. Gish is just a sophomore. Locker off the bench is a freshman. They're bringing everybody back, guys. That's how good they are.
And all those second region coaches are just scratching their head.
45-37, 42 seconds to go. Henderson County, no reason to put up the flag yet. They're hanging in there, down by seven. I was looking at all the games. One winner finished a point total in the 30s. Three of one with points in the 40s. Five teams have won games in the 50s, one in the 60s, and the highest scoring winner was earlier tonight, Sacred Heart, 71-47. The score's at 46-37 now as the first foul shot good by Freihofer. And for a player that's only scored seven, boy, she's done everything well, hasn't she?
Oh, she sure has. She's been super impressive on both ends of the court.
Six rebounds, five assists, right out, makes Freihofer leave her feet, misses a 10-footer. Rebound by Gish. She's at a double team, whips it out to Green. Green finds the 16-footer baseline, no. And a rebound pulled down by Noel, and that'll about do it here. 20 seconds to go. They'll come up to Palmer, and they'll dribble it out.
Coach said no more fouls.
Cooper catapulting its way to the Final Four. Henderson County eliminated, but not without a fight. They'll drop to 25-8. Their year is over. And Cooper will take a 12-game winning streak and 30 wins on the year to the Final Four. And the challenge that will be their biggest, Sacred Heart, a team that beat them twice this year. It was a fun game, but when you assist on 15 of 19 makes, you play team ball and you've done it on the defensive end as well. Liz Freihofer, the senior, leads the way with 7 points and a good all-around game. Handshake line in front of us, and we're ready for the Final Four beginning at 11 tomorrow. Let's go to Carl Leafy.
All right, thanks, Greg. Our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game, Liz Freihofer of the winning Cooper Lady Jaguars. You did a lot of things tonight that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet, but that's what it's all about, team ball, right?
For sure, yeah. We're not just one player on this team, and although I couldn't score very well tonight, we had other girls step up, make huge buckets, so I just had to play my role, and they stepped up.
You helped handle the ball, though, against some pressure, which was tough at times.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I say you handled the pressure, which was tough at times.
Yeah, for sure. They're a very aggressive, scrappy team. We knew that coming in, so me and Haley were able to handle the pressure together, and she takes a lot of load off me, so it's nice having her back there.
How do you feel about tomorrow?
Sacred Heart's always a tough matchup. We've seen them twice this season, so, you know, third time's a charm, hopefully, but they're a really good team, so we're going to have to show up and play our best basketball.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Liz Freihofer, our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Final score, Cooper 47, Henderson County 37. We'll continue. This is the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County fans.
This is Dustin Howard, superintendent of Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is the home of a nurturing and dynamic learning environment. From the day our students enter our preschool to the day they walk across the stage as proud graduates, we do what it takes to foster leadership and lifelong learning. Clark County Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Well, we started with 16 teams. We're down to four. Those left standing, McCracken County, Butler, Sacred Heart, and just moments ago, Henderson County gets into the final four as well with a 47-37 victory. Or Cooper Dick gets in over Henderson County, 47-37. And they did it, as we said, with great assisting and offensive precision, 19 of 41 for the field, 46.3%, and they had 15 of those 19 makes assisted. They were just 2 of 10 from 3, but a perfect 7 of 7 from the foul line. Meanwhile, 45.5% shooting for Henderson County, but they take 8 less shots, make 4 less. They go 2 of 9 from 3. 5 of 7 from the foul line. One rebound advantage for Cooper, but it was the turnover situation. 16 by Henderson County, just 8 by Cooper, and in points off turnovers, 15-6. And as you pointed out to me earlier, Mina, you look at points in the paint, bench points, and all the other things, transition points, just every little ancillary stat led to why they were the winner tonight.
Yeah, they played fantastic on both ends of the court. You know, one of the keys to the game was to play solid defense for the entire game, and they did that. And then their offense, what it was so fun to watch, how sharply they cut and how sharply and crisply they passed and how they were unselfish with the ball. Fantastic job by the Cooper Lady Jaguars.
Yeah, that's better. That's about 80% of their shots assisted tonight.
That's
coach's dream.
Absolutely.
Right there. Individually, as Henderson County ends their season in all tournament selection, no doubt, Green, she had 21 of their 37, 8 of 16, tremendous driver, 1 of 4 from 3, 4 of 4 from the foul line, and on top of that, 4 assists and just 2 turnovers, and nobody else in double figures. Their top rebounder is going to be our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game. And she had 9, and that's right out. It wasn't a great shooting night for, just had 4 shots, hit 4 points, but 9 rebounds. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. On the other side, Cooper balance scoring. Listen to this, 11-2-6-7-7-6-8. Balanced like your checkbook should be. Noel leads with 11 for the second game in a row. That is a team effort, unselfish, sharing the ball. You know, I really love both ends of the court for Cooper tonight.
Yeah, and I, you know, I just said that the fact that they were so unselfish, and then you look at the stat sheet and how balanced the scoring is, everybody contributed, kids coming off the bench contributed, just a fantastic game for Cooper.
Cooper wins by 10. We'll hear from the Lady Jags head coach when we return on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
that I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Cooper wins 47-37 over Henderson County to move into tomorrow's second semifinal game against Sacred Heart. Game one will be McCracken County and Butler. 14-0 advantage off the bench tonight for Cooper as they got six from Brissy and eight for Thompson. The starters were solid as well. And their head coach, who got his 100th win in the regional final, now at 102 wins. And we'll go back to the press room here in just a second to hear from their head coach, Justin Holthouse.
Just another 32-minute game for us. Responding back from last night with all the adrenaline and the excitement of that game and how that game kind of played out, it was really, it was really refreshing to kind of see how our kids were going to play. You know, I thought we were a little bit tense early in the game, and part of that is because Henderson County just, they're really good. They're really detailed on what they do. They're very physical. Defensively, they're really good. And offensively, they just run their stuff. And they'll run 30, 45 seconds off the clock. And that's what we kind of talked about early on is we're taking some quick shots and we're having to go down on the other end and guard for 45 seconds. Let's make sure we get some good shots. But, you know, at the end of the day, we talk about a team every day. And we have this hashtag as one. We're doing it all for the team. And we had some kids step up in a lot of moments today. Zanae Thompson coming off the bench was huge. Her energy, just her getting to the rim, and Addison Brissy carried the load as well on the defensive end and got some buckets as well. So it was a hard fight through 32 minutes. We found enough ways to get some buckets late in that third quarter where I felt like it kind of carried us through the rest of the game.
Well, Justin Holthouse knows about Final Four day at Rupp Arena. When he was an assistant to Tim Sullivan, Cooper came in here and finished runner-up in the state tournament. He's got a big challenge against the team that beat him twice in the regular season in the LIT by 5 on January 27th and by 12 at Sacred Heart on December 8th. They'll give it another shot tomorrow afternoon. Let's pause. 10 seconds. Station identification here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
47-37 Cooper, good summary from the head coach. What's your summary, Minotaur?
Oh, that was a fantastic game. And hats off to Coach Hale and the Henderson County Lady Colonels. They fought hard for 40 minutes and just could not get over the hump of the fact that Cooper was so, their depth was so overwhelming, and they just didn't have the depth to keep up.
Well, we talked about Henderson County. Look down the roster. No senior on it, so they'll be back next year if they can survive their region, and Cooper will move on to the Final Four. We'll put a wrap on it after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, did you know the 13 essential nutrients of milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyer, who brought you the play-by-play. With this final score, the final four is set. Cooper, 47, Henderson County, 37. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.